And now, the talk of the nation opinion page. Controversy continues to swirl around President Obama's appearance next month at the University of Notre Dame as the commencement speaker. Some students, alumni, and clergy criticized the university president for extending the invitation to speak along with its customary honorary degree. The president, they say, has views on abortion and stem cell research directly in conflict with those of the church. Nearly 65,000 people have signed an online petition protesting the appearance, and national conservative groups are threatening to hold protest on campus during the address. One Notre Dame alumnus thinks the protesters have got it wrong. Kenneth Woodward is a former religion editor at Newsweek magazine, and he joins us in just a moment. We also want to hear from Catholics in our audience. What do you think about President Obama's invitation to give the commencement address at Notre Dame? 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Kenneth Woodward joins us from his office in New York, and nice to have you on the program with us today.
Pleasure.
And we should just note that you have a son who's an official at Notre Dame, a vice president of the university. Of course, you're here to share your views with us, and I don't think his reflect on that.
Well, I wrote an op-ed piece a couple weeks ago, and he was among those surprised to see it. So, yes, of course.
Okay. Let me read from this piece you wrote in the Miami Herald. It includes the quote, Catholic institutions, according to the Conference of Catholic Bishops of the United States, Catholic institutions, which would, of course, include Notre Dame, should not honor those who act in defiance of our Catholic fundamental moral principles. And an honorary degree is, well, obviously an honor. What's the problem? It seems like a straightforward proposition.
Well, the first thing is that document you're referring to that the bishops put out in 2004 was entitled Catholic Politicians and Politics. And the canon lawyers I consulted on that said that applies to people like Ted Kennedy or Nancy Pelosi or maybe even Vice President Biden, in the sense that these people say, I am vigorously pro-life, as my party is, and I'm also a good Catholic, and I can do that. That's one kind of thing. Mr. Obama is not a Catholic, and I don't think that statement by the bishops, however wise or unwise it was, applies to him at all. He is, after all, the president of the United States, and I think any university would be very proud to have him speak.
So you would say he should be invited, even if he was a Catholic who held pro-choice views?
Well, I say, then I think the university's in a little different situation. No, I'm not saying that. I'm a Notre Dame graduate. I vote independently, and I have on occasion voted for a president or a senator or a congressperson primarily because of their pro-life stand when other issues don't seem to be as important. So I'm very concerned about where the president stands on this, but I think that Catholicism is not a church that shuns the world and therefore should engage the president, and they will, because let me add from that piece, as I noted, when he comes to speak, he won't be the only speaker. The awardee of the day of the nation, I mean of the university's highest honor, the Latari Medal, goes to Professor Marianne Glennon of Harvard Law School and recent U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican. She has written wonderfully and in wonderful depth on the abortion issue, and she is very pro-life. So he's going to have to listen to her. That's the kind of engagement I'm looking for.
You wrote that some alumni, especially Republicans, are threatening to withhold contributions and bequests. Are you suggesting that this is politically motivated, that these people...
Oh, Neil, listen, our class has been talking by email about this election since way before it took place. And it just, like, if our class is any example, the majority of these people who are objecting are very conservative Republicans who get most of their news from Fox News. We know that because we took a poll. Where do you get your news? So, and if they had brought up the abortion issue when we were discussing all of these matters before the election, they might have more credibility for me. But they brought up the threat of socialism. They brought up what would be weak in Afghanistan. It was only as a last resort they brought that up. But I think, you know, I think the people who for whom this really is an issue, It's very good that there is a bit of a brouhaha, because I don't think Mr. Obama's advisors understand or appreciate the depth of feeling among Catholics on these abortion-related and stem cell issues. Now, so I think he's got a real opportunity to engage the American Catholics through his speech there, and I think he's already backed off on a number of the key points. He's restricted the embryonic stem cell line far more than he said he would when he ran for office. So already there's being an impact, and I don't think the Freedom of Choice Act, which you can talk to your audience about, and which concerned Catholics a lot, just simply said if a doctor or a nurse is being coerced to do something against their conscience. I think that's a dead issue. But you can't, you have to look people in the face. You can't say, I'm not going to talk to you because I don't agree with you.
You've mentioned that, well, there have been another half dozen American presidents invited to speak, and any number of other politicians. And, of course, I don't think anybody could have agreed with them all.
No, I mean, since I went to Notre Dame, and that's, you know, that started with Eisenhower. I think the only one that didn't speak there was Bill Clinton, if I'm not mistaken. So let people protest. I mean, students. You got some crazy people like Randall Terry coming in, you know, from the outside, and they're going to have to be restrained. But I also think the bishops have got something to think about too. People who are objecting to the president speaking at Notre Dame are saying, well, 31, 34 bishops have complained about this. Well, there's almost 300 of them, so we got about 12%. Bishops tend not to get involved when their local bishop is the one who is in authority, and the local bishop is going to go to the graduation, but he's not going to go on Sunday when the president speaks. So he's kind of split it down the middle. They will, out of deference to him, probably, you know, not say anything. But I would think that of the, what am I saying, 88% perhaps who have said nothing about this, I'll bet the majority of them support the university and what they're doing.
We're talking with Kenneth Woodward, former religion editor for Newsweek magazine and alumnus of Notre Dame University, about the controversy that's erupted following the invitation of the president to deliver the commencement address and receive the customary honorary degree at the university. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. And let's talk with Nikki. Nikki with us from Davis, California.
Yes. Hi. I am a Catholic, a practicing Catholic, and I think it is hypocritical in the extreme. I've never heard of the Catholic Church, for example, deciding it teaches against the death penalty too. And I've never heard of a Catholic institution deciding that they wouldn't allow a person to speak because they supported the death penalty. It's just, it's hypocritical. If someone has to believe everything that the Catholic Church believes down the line, no one will ever speak other than an absolute dyed-in-the-wool Catholic.
And I think, Kenneth Woodward, that was one of the points that you were trying to make, that you should be ready to listen to people. And besides, you say this in the piece, and I think you're right. I'm not sure that the president is going to Notre Dame University to speak about abortion.
No, I would hope that he would in some way acknowledge the fact that, well, yes, of course, he wasn't invited there because of his views. He was invited there because he's the president, because we've got huge, huge issues in the economy and foreign affairs and so on. And that's why you have a president there. I think that what this woman who called in, and I appreciate that, I mean, there is a huge difference. It's only in the last 8 years, maybe, that the Catholic bishops have come around at the urging of John Paul II, the Pope, then, saying, no, there's something wrong with the death penalty. They've been anti-abortion in one form or another since the beginning of Christianity. So these are not the same thing. But, again, she's right in the sense that you couldn't expect any university to say, we agree with everything the president we've invited says. It's just, it, doesn't follow.
Nikki, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to Joe, and Joe's with us from Baltimore.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show, Neil.
Go ahead.
I just have. I guess my comment is that I do agree with your guest that that it is an honor to have the president speak at a university. I mean, my only sort of concern is that the president, as he would need to sort of quell his subject matter when he's talking with any sort of like foreign country or something like that, he should at least be aware of the consequences of what he's talking about.
So he should not seek to correct, as he might put it, the church's beliefs on this issue.
Exactly. I mean, if he does decide to speak about abortion and things of that nature, then he should at least be aware, and he shouldn't have a completely open slate to be able to just simply because he's the president to rail the Catholic Church at a Catholic institution.
It's hard to believe he's not going to be aware of it. But similarly, yeah. On the other side, do you think other speakers there, whether it's the other people being honored that day or the valedictory speaker or whomever, should they feel free to lecture the president of the United States?
That is a good question. I guess they should be willing and able to do so. Again, it should be in my opinion, a fairly conservative and not overtly attacking sort of manner, if that makes sense. I mean, I think there should just be a lot of diplomacy on both ends. And I think the sort of fear of the Catholic Church that he would somehow just go in there and just completely throw his sort of his pro-abortion thoughts on the table, I think is kind of almost like silly. I think it's an honor again to have the president speak at your commencement, and which I would have been pretty happy if the president spoke at my or at the graduation, and I would have been honored at that at my institution as well. So,
Thanks very much for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're talking on the Opinion Page today with Kenneth Woodward, former religion editor for Newsweek magazine. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And, Kenneth, I wanted to ask you about that last point. As you suggest, the president probably not going to, should might acknowledge differences, but probably not there to lecture the university or Catholics. Similarly, should the other people on the podium that day feel free to lecture the president?
No, I don't think they should feel free. You don't invite somebody into your home and then lecture them, do you? I mean, and this is a university, although I know a lot of universities where there isn't much in the way of civil conversation and discourse. Try getting yourself invited to Columbia University to talk on a subject that they don't already agree with, that they have a terrible history of preventing people from speaking. But no, I think you invite them there, and this is a civil thing. And you don't. I mean, you can bring it up delicately, and we're talking about intelligent people here. If somebody wants to protest, that's, you know, and among the audience, the students, that's a tradition that goes way back. But I think one has to be respectful, whoever the person is.
Let's even go to Fiona. Fiona with us from Oakland.
Yes. Hi. My name is Fiona, and I am an alumna. University in Oakland, California, and I'm not a Catholic, actually, but at Holy Names, the Catholic community and the non-Catholic community, I feel we're always open to different viewpoints, and that is the point of a higher education, and I would think that that's what these students would want, too, is not just to surround themselves by people who have the same views, but to surround themselves by everybody with different views. That's the point of a higher education.
That's one of the points of a higher education, Kenneth Woodward.
Yeah, but this isn't part of the classroom. I mean, objectors have a point. They're giving him an honorary doctor of laws, and are you on? What are you honoring him for? Well, the answer to that is, well, first of all, I have five of them myself, and it's like the piece of paper the Wizard of Oz hands out. You know, you sing for your supper, you give the commencement address, and in return you get a piece of paper that says you're an honorary graduate.
Hey, you get a hood, too.
Well, you're right, and I got a closet full of hoods. I feel like a collector, for heaven's sakes. But this is not the same as the classroom. Of course, in the classroom you're going to get these sorts of things. But I'm just saying that this is not a reason to, the reasons that have been given are not good reasons for barring the president from a ceremonial situation. And I'm sure that everybody will be rapt. After all, the man as a black American has achieved something already quite extraordinary. I mean, his election was an historical moment. And of course his presidency is just beginning. He's got an enormous task and he could fail. So I would be very excited if I were a parent of a graduate to be able to go to that. Hmm.
Fiona, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we're talking about the situation as it is, Kenneth Woodward, and we just have a few seconds left. Do you think at this point the university wishes that maybe they'd invited, some ball player to speak?
Oh, I think they're very happy that they did this, and on the other hand, I think they were probably naive and not realizing the extent to which there would be this kind of reaction from the people who have given it. I hope it offers an occasion for the bishops to clarify their own policy, mm-hmm. but they're independent of the bishops. Notre Dame is responsible to a board of trustees, not to any bishops. And finally, I point out that Obama spoke at Georgetown the other day. Nobody raised a hue or cry about that at all. So that's because everybody realizes Notre Dame is the most resonantly Catholic university in the country. So they're blessed by that and cursed.
Kenneth Woodward, thanks very much for your time today.
You bet.
Kenneth Woodward, a graduate of Notre Dame and a former religion editor at Newsweek. And remember, we've launched our Talk of the Nation newsletter. If you'd like to sign up for the latest news here at TOTN, go to npr.org/email. Click on the box next to Talk of the Nation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.